31% of those surveyed, and this is a survey of 500 people in North and East Donegal, 31% of them said they were victims of crime or antisocial behaviour. Interestingly, the Irish Farmers Association conducted a survey of rural Ireland, which also found about 30% said they had been victims of crime and, you know, antisocial behaviour. So there's a big variance between these surveys and between, you know, Garda statistics, which are much wider. So clearly there's an issue, and we're going to present that to the Garda Chief Superintendent Terry McGinn today.
To say that 30% plus of people have been victims of crime and antisocial behaviour may seem a very dramatic figure on the face of it, but when you actually peel into those particular figures, can you give a breakdown as to how many of those crimes were serious and how many were what would be regarded as petty?
Well, I'd say that the significant majority were, you know, antisocial behaviour, you know, certainly would have warranted a caution. But very interestingly, 27% of those who said they had been victims of crime or antisocial behaviour hadn't reported it to Gardaí. You know, we didn't probe why that was the case, but we can only assume that maybe they felt that the types of incidents they'd been victims of, you know, wouldn't have warranted an adequate Garda response. And there also was very clear in the survey that, you know, there is a very strong relationship between the Garda and the local communities. And obviously, amongst our recommendations is we need more resources for Garda. We need to strengthen community alert schemes, neighbourhood watch. We need to strengthen that partnership.